Hey everyone, welcome back to I Choose One. Today I am going to be doing something that you guys haven't really heard from me yet. And I wanted to take a second and read a chapter from my book. The book I am writing about my experience in life and my story. And not a lot of you know it. And it's actually one of the biggest things that inspire me to be the person that I am today and how I've gotten to this point. So here it is. It was that time again, for the first time in a long time, the feeling of utter regret, uncertainty, and heavily second-guessing what I'd just done. Connect with another person and allowed them in my sacred space and treated them like they were rare. What people don't know about me is that I'm incredibly receptive, intelligent, street smart, and capable of charming the darkest souls. I'm able to see through them and know exactly what it'll take to seduce them. It was a goal of mine when I was younger. I would walk up and down the streets with my friends at the bright-eyed and fluffy age of 12 years old. We would walk and walk until someone paid attention to us. Me, being the ugly one, I had to stay on the outside, farthest away from the road, to make sure that they saw the hottest girl first. I'll never forget when my tits came in because I got to spend some time on the inside, and that was the most proudest moment of my life then. I didn't know any praise in my childhood that I remember as positive. I remember my mother sneaking me gummy bears when my father would use food as punishment. That's positive, right? But I digress. That is another story for another time. I swear this all connects. My new tits, this was this one thing, but the more important things was the girl who taught me how to be a woman. A woman I now wished I never wanted to be the age of 12. But she led me here. She was strong as fuck. That girl that I was. I remember those girls taking me under their wing, showing me how to wash my hair so it wasn't so greasy, making my eyes cry over and over again until the eyeliner didn't hurt anymore, and punching me in the stomach when I would waste their cigarettes by not inhaling. Those girls made me rough around the edges. I learned a valuable lesson at a young age. If I go through pain, if I try hard enough, maybe, just maybe, I'll be able to stand closer to the road so I can get those guys to stop and pay attention to us. What I don't remember is if we actually did anything bad. However, that's not entirely true also. The little moments in my head seem so far from now. But those are the days that shaped my sex life. That and my father. But again, another story for another time. I'm unable to see a man now in a different light. I'm able to see him, know exactly how to look at him in a way that he's never been looked at before. I valued this piece of my personality when I was younger. I had no idea of who I was, but what I did know in my life was the basics of street survival and using my body to get ahead. I'd have men fall for me, but never really love me. They loved my pussy. They provided me shelter, smokes, and food. What more could a girl ask for? This mentality managed to creep into my adult life, which is amazing as fuck. I only recently stopped this negative behavior after recognizing where I had gone wrong. 4 years ago was the first time I ever did anything for myself without a motive for a man or using him to get ahead. What really happened is I met kink. It was the first time I ever realized that consent was a thing. That I was free to use the word no. And if there was something sex-related in a scene that I didn't want, I did not know that I could say no. I really honestly had no idea that I, as a woman, could say no to a man. I thought it was my obligation because of blue balls. Because if I didn't give in to that moment and give in to them fucking me, they wouldn't like me anymore. They'd be mad at me. They would feel shitty feelings towards me because I wasn't giving them what they wanted. No. Just a simple, fascinating word. Today, after the last 4 years and teaching myself the word no, after negotiating scene after scene with absolutely no sex involved, taking back my power and not giving in because I wanted what they had to offer as a top. I wanted pain back then because pain meant beauty and pride. I wanted rope. I wanted someone to touch me in that loving way that I saw them do. I saw scenes that really truly rocked my world. I remember saying to myself, flying is the most important thing in the world. Finding a top to love me so much that he wants to suspend me and show me what life really has to offer. But really, what I really wanted was the sensuality of someone just touching me in a non-sexual way, in a loving way that they just connected with me and touched me. I spent 4 years saying no to those people that I was not sexually interested in, even though I screwed up a few times, but at least I haven't done it in an entire year. I've been successful at saying no until today. I allowed a man in my bed, in my sacred place, that I didn't really want there. And why? Why did I allow this to happen? I like to blame it on the fact that it happened so fast, but at any point I could have said no and he would have stopped, but I didn't. I was almost afraid that if I didn't sleep with him in that moment, he would not have liked me anymore. It bothers me that I just let that slide. It bothers me that I just felt the need to shower afterwards. I didn't want to cuddle, I didn't want to pillow talk, just that burning thought of my mind of why the fuck didn't I say no? A part of me hates what I'm about to say, but this is the sad truth, which I'll get so much hate for, I don't care. But there's a lot of liars out there in this world. People who are so fucked up that they lie and pretend they are victims. I fucking wish that, you know what? No. Now, everyone is a sad panda. Every fucking tiny thing that breaks consent or words that hurt them. I fucking wish it was just words that hurt. Come crying to me when you're crushed so hard you can't breathe. All you can smell is alcohol and your sacred area is being stabbed and prodded. I was partially triggered. He was a normal guy, a nice boy who was polyamorous like me. He spent the day with me and it was like any other date. Realizing now that this is probably the very second that this should have been a problem for me. I have dated so many shitty people lately and this guy was nice. He wasn't Romeo by any means, but he was normal, nice guy with a nice family and a nice wife. But he wasn't Romeo. He also wasn't the dark dominant inside my desire has been searching for either. He's just a boy. I think I wanted to be just a girl for a little while, but I'm not just a girl. I've never have been. I'm a stubborn, emotional, sexually fucked up, overbearing, caring to no ends, and independent as fuck woman. But somehow, deep down inside me, I am also passive, submissive, kind and gentle, naive, and crave to be called I'm a good girl. I was triggered because he was just like those boys I had been with before. When I'd walk those streets, his smell almost reminded me of one today, that old face blasted in my forefront right before he invaded my sacred space. The nameless man that had sex with me without a sound, I mean, it was just like this guy when I was 12 years old, starfish, because I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. But my dad always said, stay still and it won't hurt. I was triggered on many fronts. Flashback after flashback. Regret after regret. And suddenly, in no time at all, I was in the shower trying to wash it all away, just like I had done so many times in my past. I wish I could tell you some fancy form of advice here. I wish I could give you a piece of motivation that fuels women that has had a life like me. The ones who have had a fucked up sex life. But I really don't. All I have is my story. My admittance to myself to do better tomorrow. To regain my no. To keep believing in myself that even when I fuck up and forget to use my big girl words, I've done so well changing my life to be more than what I was set out to be. I promise tomorrow I will say no. So my words to you women who I truly wish have nothing like this in their story banks, but to you, just say no. Stop saying yes. Stop laying back and taking it for science. Stop faking orgasms. Start loving yourself so much that you wouldn't even think about doing this. Hashtag me too for real. Hashtag sexual abuse. So that is just one chapter. One chapter I have of many of the stories. And this one I wrote on a day. It's not today, but it was a day that I've had in this last year. And it's just been, it's been daunting on me that I have been using a lot of this podcast for such a hilarious front. You know, I've been really funny. And when I speak about the passion I have for women, when I the passion I have for the word no, for consent. And if anybody's really seen me talk about consent and the reality of negotiations, people always say, wow, your consent is so strong, or wow, your consent is so insane. Because I've been that victim of non-consensual shit my whole life. And I have no doubt that so many of the women out there who are listening to this podcast right now who have also felt that. You know, the amount of times, like back in the day when I used to bar hop, there was dudes grabbing my ass, my fucking pussy, like without any form of consent. People would approach me and who would say things to me that I didn't want to hear. And I, instead of walking away, I pretended like they were funny, or I pretended like it was a societal norm for a person to say that, for a man to say that to a woman, that it was okay. I didn't call them an asshole. I didn't call them out and say that they're a pig. I just lay down and took it. And it's amazing, you know, it's one thing to be funny. It's one thing to ha-ha about this shit. And it's one thing to talk about sex, but this is also the dark side. This is the real, honest me. And I'm not always this super happy-go-lucky person. I'm not always this, you know, total fucking goofball trying to make you laugh, trying to make me laugh comedian. I'm a real human, and it, you know, I'm trying to grow something here where people feel empowered, where people feel empowered about sex and being a woman or being a man, you know, whatever, whoever, wherever you identify as. I want to empower that because I feel like a lot of people don't talk about the things that we live. You know, I feel like a lot of my fans, you're either swingers or you're polyamorous people or you're just open-minded. If you're listening to this, We are not alone in this. And the fact that we have to hide as much as we do about our real life, about what we feel connected to, about how we live and what we fuck and who we fuck, this isn't something that should be so hidden under the rug. Do you know that you can't even find information about classes about sexuality? You can't even go out there and fucking get the information. And even if you do find places, sometimes they're not giving you all the real deal shit. They're giving these intro fucking shit and this goddamn don't be offended inclusive shit. This is real. This is honestly me. And I don't know how to be any more myself. All I'm trying to do is create something new. And I feel like this is very much a part of what we should talk about, of what is here in front of us. So that's all I really wanted to say. If you found this story empowering, more intense, or whatever it may be, I want to hear about it. I want to hear what you guys think, because I'm pouring my heart and soul into this, and I don't think I'm going to stop anytime soon, because empowering you empowers me. Helping you helps me. And here's the dark side.